The Oklahoma City Thunder lose yet again, this time to the Houston Rockets, in what was a dreadful basketball game where nobody could hit a shot. And I'm not really even sure if it was basketball. However, Isaiah Roby plays well. Trey Mann performs yet again, and SGA is certainly back. All that and more coming up on today's Locked On Thunder on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I am your host, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Styles. It's at R-Y-L-A-N underscore S-T-I-L-E-S. You can follow the show on Twitter at L-O ThunderPod. Email the show, L-O ThunderPod at gmail.com. Call into the show, 405-362-7128. On today's show, brought to you by Truebill, we will dive into the Oklahoma City Thunder dropping this game to the Houston Rockets and continuing their losing streak. The Rockets are on a three-game winning streak. This was some ugly basketball, and we get to do it all over again tomorrow night. How exciting is that? But again, this episode is brought to you by Truebill. Truebill is a new app that saves you money by helping you identify and stop paying for those subscriptions that you do not want or need, and can even negotiate better deals for those you want to keep. So check that out. This game was pretty simple. The Thunder lacked a ton of depth. They came in on a losing streak, and they stay on a losing streak. They did not have Vic Critchie, who is down with the blue again. Derek Favors was scratched with a non-COVID illness. Mike Muscala was out a late scratch, like literally after warm-ups was over, he got scratched with his ankle injury. And then Kenny Hustle was out with that severe ankle sprain that he has. And Mark pregame made it sound like he's going to be out for the whole week, at least tomorrow, if not Thursday as well. So he's going to be for sure out Wednesday, probably out Thursday as well, according to the head ball coach. Gabriel Deck did not play, coach's decision. And so even with all of these kind of injuries and lack of depth in this game, and with this game kind of being ugly and nobody really having a spark or nobody really having too great of a game, Gabriel Deck still couldn't find his way into the Thunder rotation. The Rockets were without Jalen Green, John Wall, DJ Augustine, and Yuzman Gruba. The Rockets started Kevin Porter Jr., Eric Gordon, Garrison Matthews, Jason Tate, and Christian Wood. The Thunder started SGA, Lou Dort, Josh Giddey, Darius Bazley, and JRE. This game once had the Rockets leading by 21 points, two lead changes, six times tied. The Thunder fell 102-89, and this was just dreadful. The Thunder lose their sixth straight game. They're now like 2-7, 2-8 in their last 10 games, 16-14 overall, tied with the Spurs and Pelicans in the reverse standings, and two games up in the win column on Houston, with, again, another game to play on Wednesday against the same opponent. And the Rockets can kind of go on a run here, surprisingly enough. You know, their schedule lightens up in a big way, the Thunder Wednesday, and then they play at the Pelicans, and they play some of these other bad teams along the way this week. So this winning streak could stretch for a little bit for Houston, who Mark says is playing with a bunch of swagger right now. So that's an interesting reason for why they're winning. This game was, simply put, a dominated game by the Rockets. Just dominated. I mean, the Rockets out-rebound Oklahoma City 60-45. They turn it over just one more time to Oklahoma City, and that's kind of the only category the Thunder win. The Thunder lead the fast break. I mean, I should say the Rockets lead the fast break points 15-18, and you know that whenever the Thunder lose the fast break points, they typically lose the basketball game. This is no different. The Rockets lead the second chance points 20-9. They lead the points in the paint 50-46, and they shoot 41% from the floor compared to Oklahoma City's just 35% from the floor. Here's the big one. The Thunder shot 16% from three. The Rockets shot 32% from three. And maybe if you didn't watch this game, you're thinking that was a small sample size. No. Despite shooting 16% from three, the Thunder still attempted 43 triples. And the Rockets shot 46 shots from beyond the arc. This was just two teams playing half court, literally, like splitting the court in half and just playing for three-point line to three-point line, running back and forth, jacking up threes, and it was not really working for either side. The Thunder shot 76% from the line, and the Rockets shot 63%. So it's the second category that the Thunder won in this dreadful loss. Again, sixth straight loss for the Oklahoma City Thunder. There were some positive moments from this game. Paul Watson Jr. made his debut. Trey Mann played really well, as we were hoping for. SGA is kind of back to his old ways. And we'll lead it off with what I think is the biggest story today, Isaiah Roby. Isaiah Roby has not played in a game since November 22nd, when he got 10 minutes. He has not played over 15 minutes in an NBA game since October 27th. Now, he's been with the Blue, playing a lot of minutes and getting time there to play basketball with the Blue. But bouncing back and forth from the Thunder to the G League team, falling out of the rotation completely after being a mainstay, a staple, a starter at the end of last year, for a roster that's not truly producing, has to be detrimental to Isaiah Roby's just personal ego, right? It's human nature to believe that you're better than somebody who is playing on this Thunder team, better than the person ahead of you in any depth chart. It's that way for anyone. I mean, if you've played high school sports, you played middle school sports, like you feel like, hey, I'm better than this guy, but I'm not getting played for whatever the reason is. And that can start to hurt your personal pride, so to say. And especially in Roby's case, whenever you've had the taste of being a key rotational cog in this organization, and then all of a sudden this year, for whatever the reason, you got bounced out of it. And credit to Isaiah Roby. He went down to the Blue. He played well with the Blue every time. He never had a game where he was just kind of moping around. He took it. He took the assignment. He ran with it. That's a credit to Isaiah Roby for keeping the main goal in mind, keeping his composure, and understanding that this is just a par for the course and that he has to put the work in to get back where he wants to be. Credit to the Thunder for having that open communication with him, saying that, like, you know, this is not a demotion in the true sense of the word. You're just going down to the G League to get more reps in and get more time in. And it worked out for all parties involved at the end of the day. Isaiah Roby tonight plays in 26 minutes. He has a really good game, putting up 17 points, 5 rebounds, a steal, a block, just 2 fouls, and only 2 turnovers, one of which was an illegal screen, and one was one where he was set up to fail. Just got the ball thrown to him whenever he was defended by like 4 people. And after the game, coach admits that tonight showed them that to find ways to get him back in that rotation. And then he shot 80% from the floor, went 1 of 2 from the 3-point line. He finished through contact very well. He was perfectly utilized in that dunker spot whenever the team would actually look inside after just throwing up terrible threes. He had a ton of opportunity on these after timeout, out of bounds plays that you would see Josh Giddey inbound to him in the corner for a 3-point shot, an alley-oop to Isaiah Roby. And his mobility as a rebounder is something that the Thunder just have not seen a lot of down low. Now, will that continue? It's to be determined, because the Rockets did not really have the size threat. They did not play Daniel Theis in this game. Christian Wood was there, and he got 21 rebounds still. But with Isaiah Roby battling a non-Christian Wood player, his mobility allowed him to really thrive in that area in his minutes of action tonight. And so we'll see how much he plays moving forward. We'll see kind of what his new role is with the Thunder. But it is a huge hat tip to Isaiah Roby for staying ready. And it's his job to stay ready, obviously, but that's still very hard to do. It's still something that's more easily said than done whenever you think about all those other factors. And the Thunder seem like they're going to get him back in this rotation. That's a good thing for the Thunder in terms of, you know, kind of winning games, especially without Kenny Hustle. And it's a huge benefit to have a guy like Roby you can put in there in a pinch, and he can still go out there and perform. I think that with Isaiah Roby, I think that he's both simultaneously underrated and overrated by the Thunder fans. Like, some, if you like Roby, you go way too far with it. If you don't like Roby, you go way too far with it that way. He's a good little ball player. He's a nice rotational NBA player. It doesn't have to be more than that. It doesn't have to be that he has this huge ceiling. He's going to be the superstar. It doesn't have to be less than that. He's going to be an NBA rotational player for a long time, no matter if it's with the Thunder or with another organization. Isaiah Roby has the tools to play in this league. And at 23 years old, in the past 2 years now, even despite his little run this year, he's carved out that lane for himself. And so credit to him for continuing to show that despite any circumstances, the start and stop of his minutes and things like that. So Roby, is going to have a bright future in the NBA. Hopefully it is with the Thunder. But again, he's done enough to where he has an NBA future as a rotational player past this year, no matter what team's jersey he is wearing. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about Paul Watson Jr.'s debut. SGA is back in action, and he's back looking like himself. And, of course, Trey Mann has another good night. But first, I want to say right now, my good friends over at Truebill, do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam to scam you out of money. Do not let these greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill and take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you do not want, need, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your account and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. We all have been there before. You sign up on a great special at the end of a year, in this time of year, frankly. They got a great special one-time offer for you. It's going to automatically renew if you love your service. And you know heading into it, you know, I'm probably not going to want this service back. I'm probably not going to want to renew, but I'll try it out just to make sure. And so they get you to sign up. And then once you sign up, you forget to turn off auto renew, and then you forget about the service completely, and then you forget to check your bank statement that month, and then bada bing, bada boom, you're linked in with this new service, and you are now paying a ton of subscription prices for things you don't even remember that you have. You don't remember the login to them. You don't know what, you don't even know what you're using them for, or what the even thing was to get you to buy into it, what the pitch was. Truebill has over 2 million users to help them save over $100 million. Do not fall for subscription scams ever again. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Right now, that's Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I want to thank you so much for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We are here for you, free and available on all platforms, including the new platform of YouTube. So make sure you subscribe and follow along for free. Locked On Thunder podcast, we're here for you every single day, talking Thunder basketball. And the Locked On Podcast Network has so many great podcasts for you to listen to, especially this time of year. We got you covered if you're a Sooner fan on Locked On Sooners. If you're a Cowboys fan, OSU at Locked On Pokes. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, Locked On Cowboys as well over there. So you can always find ways to connect every day with your favorite teams across sports, across colleges, everything that you want, you have for yourself here at the Locked On Podcast Network. Talk about Isaiah Roby. Huge hat tip to him. It was a really good game from him. Paulson Jr. made his debut 20 minutes tonight, 0 for 4, all 3-pointers, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, a turnover, a foul. Just kind of played within his role, did not go too high, not go too low, just kind of played within himself. And Mark talked about how the signing of Paulson Jr. was a bit criticized or kind of puzzling, right, because he's so old. Talked about how, you know, it benefits the Thunder to have these older guys. I know he's only 26 years old, so, but it's still weird. But still, he even made the point to say, not all of the players that we bring in have to be 20 years old, 22 years old. There can be some older players for nights like tonight. Whenever the Thunder are down a ton of depth and don't have their rotational pieces, we mentioned that at the top of the show, who all was out tonight, and to throw in a guy who's been in the NBA before and has that experience and has that kind of steadiness and calmness to his game, it really helps the young players. So Watson did his job tonight. Would have, of course, loved to see those three-pointers go down, but it's not like they were terrible looks. Just kind of didn't get the shooter's touch. Trey Mann tonight, though, was special in 30 minutes tonight, and I hope that these 30 minutes a night games continue for Trey Mann. I hope that this is not just kind of a blurb in the season and this is kind of the new norm. Now, obviously, he's still a very young player. There's still going to be times where you can't really force feed him minutes in certain matchups and in certain situations. But in general, I would hope that he plays closer to that 30-minute threshold than the 0-minute threshold that we had been seeing at times for Trey Mann, because Trey Mann has all the tools to be a really, really good player. I'd be interested in seeing how he can progress within this one season and how he can kind of take his game to the next level in this year. But in 2 years and 3 years, you're going to really see Trey Mann take on a life of his own. 40% from the floor tonight, 1 of 5 from three, 7 rebounds. Yeah, that one assist, it was a great outlet pass to Poku to start the break and have Poku have an easy layup. 2 steals and a block in this game and only 2 turnovers. He had 17 points tonight. I think that what was encouraging tonight was that he flashed his rim finishing. You saw that at times in college where he was really a crafty finisher around the rim. Had not seen it so much in the NBA yet at 6'3". He was kind of dubbed as maybe he's undersized for that combo guard spot. But he had some really, really crafty finishes tonight and battled through some contact tonight as well, having that and one opportunity at the rim. That was kind of the best we've ever seen him play at the rim in the NBA. It was last night against the Rockets. So I think that with Trey Mann, every game he's leaving those kind of breadcrumbs down the trail. He's kind of pulling you along and showing you what he can be. He had that knockdown catch and shoot three from Poku, but he also missed a lot of other catch and three looks. And so we've seen him try to get to that step back and use that step back. We've now seen him flash his creativity at the rim and how he can finish inside the arc. If he puts that all together and he becomes a nice shooter on that step back, he becomes a really good catch and shoot shooter, because his ability to be mobile and hit threes off the move and to go around screens and to play within that motion of the offense would really go a long way in creating him as a lethal scorer and creating an offense that can really do damage in the NBA. If he can put that together with a step back that creates space for himself and others and his rim finishing, then his scoring threat is through the roof. I mentioned it yesterday that Trey Mann's skill set and Trey Mann's ability can have him and take him to a Lou Williams type of career. And that's not a superstar, but it's a player you want. In his prime, it's a player that you want. It's a sixth man that really helps you steady yourself and become a good team and elongate your games, where you're not panicking every time that Shea leaves the floor, or every time Josh Giddey leaves the floor, every time that your stars leave the floor, whoever you end up drafting this year and whoever you end up building this entire team around. If Trey Mann is there to get you buckets and to get you in your offense in a rhythm, it's a big deal, especially in nights like tonight, whenever your offense really struggled the entire game. And moving forward, just because you're not a starter, right, just because you're not first five on the PA address announcer, doesn't mean you're not a closer, as we saw with Dennis Schroeder in his year in Oklahoma City with Chris Paul. There are ways to maneuver all of this. And I think that with Trey Mann, he has such potential. He has such an upside that I think is exciting for the Thunder fans to think about. And tonight showed you all of those details. It showed you all those little things that leave you wanting more from Trey Mann. Because even on those missed catch and shoot opportunities, he was wide open. It was shots that are explainable. It was shots that you want him taking, because you know eventually they're going to fall. You know eventually those catch and shoot looks will hit the bottom of the net, because he's such a talented shooter from three-point land. Now, SGA had a really good game in this game as well. Trey Mann, SGA were probably your two best players, and Isaiah Roby is thrown in there as well. That's kind of your big three tonight. And Roby mentioned at the top of the show how good he was, especially given his circumstances. But I do want to praise SGA, who can look more like his old self in this game. But first, I want to tell you right now, my good friends over at betonline.ag. BetOnline has you covered for more props, odds, and lines than ever before. It's football season. They continue towards the playoffs in college and in the NFL. BetOnline remains your number one spot for sport action this season. So head over to the new updated desktop or mobile website and sign up today. Maybe sign up today at betonline.ag. You're going to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our code LOCKEDON. That's our code LOCKEDON to receive your 50% welcome bonus. LOCKEDON's a promo code, betonline.ag. Sign up for free, a 50% welcome bonus. From baseball to basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right up to your favorite Vegas casino games. Do not wait. Take advantage of these amazing offers for the 2021 season. Trust me, folks, you can bet on anything there. You can still bet on future NBA award prop bets. You can still bet on NBA games, of course. Who's going to make the NBA finals? You can bet on college basketball, college football, NFL, all that fun stuff. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts, so go there right now to betonline.ag. Sign up today for free and receive your 50% welcome bonus by using our promo code Locked On. That's our promo code Locked On at betonline.ag. 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. We are back on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I want to say right now, thank you for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We are here for you. I mentioned you could also go check out Locked On Sooners, Locked On Pokes, if you're an OU fan, an OSU fan, also Dallas Cowboys, whatever NFL team you cheer for. There's a Locked On podcast for you there as well. Also, though, when this podcast is over, check out the Locked On Bets podcast, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q, an expert analyst and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. And let me know a little secret, folks, a little secret here. Locked On Bets is on a massive, massive hot streak. They're winning a ton of their bets. And since the podcast is free and you get their tips and bets for free, you can get free money. That's what it is. It's free money. So go check it out. It's free on all platforms. Locked On Bets. Go check them out as well. Now we're back on Locked On Thunder, on Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. And SGA, in this game, shot 40% from the floor, 40% from three, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 22 points. He had that step back three that he nailed. He had a catch and shoot three from Lou Dort that he nailed. Those were his 2 3-pointers. His scoop layup was working yet again. He had some really, really difficult off-balance mid-range shots, which I think that with SGA, the beautiful thing about it is, it never looks difficult for him, but in the context of basketball, and if you go back and watch the shots and go back and see how the defense was playing him, you know it was difficult. Like, you know it was a very hard shot, but on his face, on his body language, just the way that he maneuvers the floor, it looks so effortless. It looks so easy. He is just such a fun player to watch whenever he is really in a rhythm, kind of like he was last night. Whenever it's hard to do. We mentioned the stats at the top of the show. The Thunder did not shoot well. They shot 16% for the three as a team. None of these players had a great night. Everyone else just had a disastrous night shooting the ball in terms of just raw percentages last night. And SGA still was able to be efficient and calculated, and still, with the defense hounding him, had a really good night offensively. That's incredibly hard to do in general this year, given the roster construction in general. But when you factor in the roster construction that goes against SGA's efficiency, and then also factor in that those guys had a really bad night, even for their standards, and the defense can truly just zone in on SGA, to still have the night that he had was really, really impressive. He also had another buzzer beater. This time, though, at the end of the second quarter, it was a nice Euro step through 2 defenders at the side of the lane, and he threw up a layup, and it was in after review. He was really talented tonight, and SGA seems to be kind of getting back into that rhythm. He had an off week or two earlier this month, and it seems like he's really back in that groove now after he came back from that ankle injury. But like I mentioned before, everyone on this team, besides the guys we mentioned, had a really rough night. Poku went 1 for 1 for 5. Jerome went 1 for 2. Wiggins went 1 for 1, but he was only playing in 10 minutes. Théo Maledon still gets only 6 minutes in this game. We mentioned all the depth that the Thunder lost, and still, Gabriel Deck does not play, and Maledon gets 6 minutes. I know that Maledon's been kind of overworked a little bit with the blue, so maybe they want to kind of monitor his minutes there and not do too much. But in this game, Giddey goes 1 for 9. JRE goes 1 for 6, who's usually a pretty efficient player, and basically goes 0 for 5. And so that's kind of the main component of your offense, that's your starting lineup. And even Lou Dort goes 3 for 10 in this game. He was 30% from the floor. You're not going to win very many games like that. This was kind of a forget-about game. And these games happen to everybody. These games happen to the best of the best NBA contenders. It happens to teams like the Thunder and the Rockets and every other team in the NBA landscape. The bet of the day was the Thunder plus 2.5. That was obviously wrong. The Moneyball pick was Lou Dort. That was also wrong. SGA led all Thunder players with 2 made 3-pointers. MVP of this game, I'm giving it to Isaiah Roby. I love what Roby did tonight. I really do think it's very difficult what he was able to accomplish tonight. So I'm giving the MVP award to Isaiah Roby. Upcoming on Locked On Thunder, tomorrow, we're going to have a mailbag episode. We have questions from Twitter, from Reddit, from the email. We're going to put them all into one podcast for you tomorrow. On Thursday, we're going to recap Wednesday's Rockets game. On Friday, we're going to recap Thursday's Memphis Grizzlies game. That's the rest of this week. Follow along for free on all platforms, including the new platform of YouTube. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every single day. Thank you for listening every single day. And until tomorrow, be good and be good to one another.